Our question this evening has to do with how extraterrestrial contacts with human beings on planet Earth in third density may or may not infringe upon the free will of the entities contacted. We're wondering about the philosophy that the extraterrestrial entities use in order to decide whether or not to make contact and what kind of contact to make. For example, during the Manhattan Project, information from positive extraterrestrial sources was given concerning nuclear energy. That's very specific. There have been other contacts, the Billy Meyer contact, the contact with Phyllis Schlemmer from the Nine and Tom. All have had more or less specific information to give. And we're wondering if this infringes on free will of the humans being contacted, and what exactly is the philosophy of the extraterrestrial entities when they make contact in regard to specific information and the infringement on free will?
We are known to you as those of the principle of Ukuo. Greetings, my friends, in the love and in the light of the one infinite creator. It is our privilege and our pleasure to be with you this evening, to share in your vibrations and to respond to your query concerning the infringement of free will by those of extraterrestrial origin who have been speaking to your people and, in some cases, meeting them face to face. As always, before we share our thoughts, we would ask each of you to be responsible for your own judgment and discrimination as regards the things that we say. If our thoughts have resonance for you, then by all means follow the path of that resonance. That is why we are here. And we are very happy if we can give you food for thought. If, however, we miss the mark and do not interest you particularly in what we have to say, we would ask that you leave behind our words and keep moving until you find that information and that inspiration that does resonate with you. We thank you for this kindness, for it enables us to speak freely without being concerned that we will infringe upon your free will. You asked this evening concerning the nature of contact betwixt extraterrestrial entities and Earth entities. You ask about free will and how extraterrestrial entities feel about the free will of those upon planet Earth. We may start with ourselves. We of the Confederation of Planets in the service of the One Infinite Creator have, shall we say, experimented with contact in terms of face-to-face contact in the far distant of your past. And we found that the direct communication face-to-face was neither positive nor negative, but only that which the entities of that time felt was part of the natural universe, which in their minds was replete with many gods and many unusual things. What caused us to become more and more aware of the difficulties of clean communication with those of planet Earth was the inability of even the most powerful entity to maintain the purity of the initial contact once the information given had resulted in the pyramids that were built being used first for the purpose for which they were built, and secondly for the purpose of the few, the elite, the powerful, and the wealthy. We became aware of the impossibility of blending physical presence with a lack of distortion. And so we, that is to say, those of the Rock group, those of the Hatton group, and those of the Latwi group, chose not to, again, use any means except the channeling through instruments such as this one as a way of communication of concepts, hopefully helpful, to the spiritual evolution of those on planet Earth through this instrument and offered to the world at large. We are not the only entities from elsewhere which are interested in planet Earth at this time. There are many entities interested in your planet that come from elsewhere. Some of these entities are of the Confederation and have agreed with those of us who have had a relationship with those upon planet Earth previously. In the interest of retaining positive polarity, we have chosen not to appear to your people. We believe that we are at the apex of that which we can do and remain clear of the possibility of infringement. However, we say in all humility that we are not absolutely sure that if we speak at all, we are not in some way infringing upon the free will of those who may hear our words and be persuaded against their preferences of the truth of that which we have to offer. It does not stop us from speaking. But this concern is enough to create in us the desire to mention the request to each who hears or listens to our words to be very responsible and discriminate so that none of our words are taken on faith or simply because we say them. The reason for this mention at every contact is this concern on our parts. The only way that we could avoid any possibility of infringement on free will of those on planet Earth is to stop speaking through instruments such as this one. Yet the cry goes out from Earth many, many millions of you are seeking the truth. Therefore, we come in answer to a call, and do not feel that we can turn away from the depth and profundity of this call at this time. It heartens us as we see your planet waking up, metaphysically speaking. We comfort ourselves that surely we could not have done too much damage. For the message is getting out. More and more people have become aware that they are one with their neighbors. More and more people are aware now that love is the only answer. The energy of this planet is exponentially readier for fourth density graduation than it was when we began working with this channel 30 years ago. There are many other kinds of entities who seek to speak with the people of planet Earth, or who seek to influence their decisions. The so-called Orion Empire is a kind of confederation of those who are negatively polarized and who are responding to the call of those who wish to graduate in negative polarity into fourth density. Insofar as they come in through the windows of opportunity that are part of the just and appropriate quarantine of planet Earth, they fully intend to infringe upon free will, and so consequently do not have any ethical considerations to hamper them as they offer their own thoughts for humans of negative polarity who wish to become harvestable in that polarity. Yet we understand that this is not the kind of contact about which you are asking. You ask about contacts such as that of Phyllis Schlemmer with the Nine and the one called Tom. And that contact of Billy Meyer with those entities with whom he has spoken. And to respond to that which you have asked, we would take a step back and talk a bit about fourth density, for it is important in our answer that what little we have to say about the fourth density war be understood as background information. When entities graduate from third density to fourth density, various things occur. Whether or not they have chosen positive or negative polarity fourth density, the move from third to fourth density creates a new environment in this environment, there is no veil. There is no veil between the conscious and the subconscious mind of each person. And there is no veil between people, between the planet, and between entities of other densities. Thusly, a fourth density soul is able to communicate with first density, second density, third density, fourth density, fifth, sixth, and seventh densities. It is an open universe. The choices naturally are quickly made to shut out most of that which is available to know, so that the evolving soul may continue with its lessons. Yet, there is that full knowledge of the vibration of the one infinite creator in all vibrations available to that entity. However, the graduation to fourth density does not automatically create any improvement whatsoever in the evolutionary status of the soul. Just as a person who has graduated from third grade goes to school for the first day of fourth grade, knowing nothing more than he knew at the end of third grade, so the beginning student of fourth density has only the harvest of third density knowledge, awareness, and insight as he approaches the lessons of fourth density. For a great portion of your last major cycle of 75,000 plus years, those who have graduated to fourth density have felt it necessary to defend their polarity from the opposite polarity as if they were still in third density. The entities involved in this war are of the inner planes rather than coming from outside the planet. There are not fourth density wanderers coming in to carry on this war, but rather there are entities which, having reached harvestability, have chosen not to go on, but to remain in the inner planes of third density. Their awareness is that of fourth density, yet their prejudices remain those of third density. And so they are convinced that they must defend the souls of planet Earth from negative polarity. Likewise, those who have graduated in the negative sense see it as their business to battle the light. They see themselves as those who would use the light for their own purposes, leeching the power that is instinct in the positive polarity and flipping it so that its power becomes negative. This situation of war, the so-called war in heaven, is a part of your inner plane's environment. Individual entities of both polarities eventually become mature enough spiritually to realize that strife is unnecessary. They finally become free of third density fear and are able to move on into their lessons, leaving the war behind. However, there are always people that are new to fourth density who are willing to take up the cudgels of this heavenly war and do what they feel is the right thing to do in protecting the innocent, developing third density souls on planet Earth. It may be noted that in all of this strife, there are nothing but the highest ideals and desires on the part of those of positive polarity and, in their own way, those of negative polarity. There is a good deal of confusion, but there is not the goal to spread confusion or to act in any way but a righteous or a good way. It is simply that whatever density one is, one remains capable of error. We ourselves, as we have said, feel that we have occasionally made errors. Certainly the degree of information that we were able to share with some of those involved in your Manhattan Project and also in the work of the one known as Nicola. And there was an unwise amount of information shared. The opportunity seemed to be to offer powerful resources that would alleviate the necessity for people of planet Earth to work so very hard and to use up their incarnational time without being able to work on their metaphysical evolution. Yet, these powerfully positive people were not able to control the results of their use of our information. Is it a concern of ours that this information was used to harm where we had hoped only to help? Yes, it remains a concern. From each of our mistakes, we have learned much. And because of our concern for those distortions that have occurred, we remain within your planetary atmosphere, as it were, ready to speak through instruments such as this one in the hope of lessening distortion. When one speaks of entities such as the Nine, one speaks of a kind of entity that has an unusual relationship with some of those within the inner planes of this planet. The entities which make up the Nine are, in fact, those of the entity known to this instrument as Yahweh. And this instrument was saying that she felt that this was the designation of that particular contact, and we confirmed that information as being so. As you know, Yahweh has had a long relationship with those of planet Earth, especially those which came into incarnation from the planetary influence of the sphere you know as Mars. In altering the genetic code for this large group of entities as they incarnated upon planet Earth, they placed bits of themselves, shall we say, to make a complex story simpler, within the genetical changes that were made. And each of you carries, to some extent, some of these altered changes. Consequently, this particular entity contains a host of energies from the inner planes of your planet. There is a legitimate extraterrestrial aspect to this energy, but it is harmonized with inner planes thought forms, which are the templates of the genetic changes made 75,000 years ago, when those of Mars came into the Earth sphere. This means that these entities, which together make up the Nine or Yahweh, have never grown past the impulse or desire to interfere, for the good, of course, in the story of planet Earth. There is a tremendous love of the people of Earth from this group, and a sincere and genuine desire to help. And yet, because of the distortions that have persisted in their infringement upon the free will of all of those whose genetic codes have been changed, there is a lack of awareness of the distortions inherent in physically presenting themselves before entities or making physical changes in an environment of which they are a part in order to convince entities that they are real. We understand deeply the desire of those of the nine to make a difference on planet Earth. We understand because we have experimented with coming among your people, the desire to make a mass landing and to herald a new day, calling for love and light with the strength of a massive display of superior insight, intellect, and knowledge. We do not agree that it is a gambit that will be effective in any way enlightening the consciousness of planet Earth. And we have many thousands of years ago put away any thought of doing so. The promised landings, as the one known as Jim said earlier, shall not occur. Yet, there is that energy within the psyches or subconscious levels of mind of many upon planet Earth which desire this outcome. And so the desires of those upon planet Earth mingle with the desires of those of the nine to create a self-fulfilling link in which the information continues to be offered because it is desired. And this is a point which is worthy of some examination. We find it helpful to work with instruments such as this one, who has no particular need to express its own thoughts. For we are able to channel through this instrument that which we wish to say without this instrument's adding or subtracting information according to its opinions. It is helpful to have instruments to work with who have no biases as far as the outcome of their words. The more need there is on the part of an instrument to hear certain things, the more likely the instrument is to take that which we have to say and to create of our thoughts a little more than we had to say, shall we say. The biases of the channel are always a part of any channeling. The only question is, to what extent has the bias of the channel influenced the material produced? A certain amount of material which is part of the instrument's experience is helpful. And we often use stories from this instrument's life or thoughts that this instrument has considered to color our simple message with the various guises of storytelling and myth. For if we offered only the simple truth without any storytelling, then we would say over and over again, all is one. That one thing is unconditional love. Love is the creator. Love is the creator's house. And love is the nature of all beings in that house. Indeed, we are grateful to have the personal coloration of the instrument to give more variety to our message. However, it is a delicate thing to collaborate with an earthly instrument and produce spiritually helpful material that has the minimum of bias. This is our goal. Needless to say, it is not the goal of all of those who have spoken with your people. The one known as Billy Meyer is anomalous in that this entity was dealing with unaffiliated entities of fourth density level. That is, they were not affiliated with the Confederation of Planets in the service of the Infinite Creator. And the one known as Billy were able to offer some positively oriented and inspirational material thanks to the catalysis of the one known as Billy. At the same time, these entities were not entirely positive. That is to say, though of fourth density level, they had not come through the development into a planetary social memory complex. And consequently, their actions in many ways were flawed according to that rule of a non-infringement on free will that is so dear to our hearts. As you investigate and research non-normal contact between the inhabitants of your planet and extraterrestrial entities, you will find that there is a vast array of experiences that have been had by various peoples in the years of keeping history and writing it down. Some extraterrestrial sources have made compacts with interplanes sources. Some extraterrestrial sources have become interplanes sources. So that there is a bewildering array of non-normal contact. Some of the information in many of these mixed polarity contacts is useful. Therefore, it is completely up to each seeker to discard information that is not helping that particular person in his judgment, and to focus on those pieces of information that do seem to be helpful, again, strictly according to that entity's judgment. We assure each, my friends, your judgment is adequate to the task of sifting through the variety of messages that you may read. You do have the capacity to follow your heart and to follow the path of resonance. May we ask if there is a follow-up to this query? We are those of Cool.
I have a follow-up question, Cool. Is it correct to say that entities that are part of the Confederation observe the approach to contact with humans that your group has?
We are those of Mkuo and are aware of your query, my brother. On the whole, my brother, it is fair to say that that is true. However, we ourselves have acted other than according to these dictates within your major cycle. And consequently, we cannot say that the Confederation's hands are completely clean either. However, we believe that we have learned, for the most part, from our mistakes. And we hope that we have found the optimal way to offer helpful information without significant distortion. May we answer you further, my brother?
Yes. Is it the experience of Earth with having so much extraterrestrial contact towards the end of the cycle, is that a fairly typical experience of planets going through this third density, let's say in this galaxy? Or
we are those at Mkuo and believe that we understand your query, my brother. It is so that as a planetary population becomes ready to be harvested, it calls for inspiration in such a way that those entities who are sympathetic to that call will come and visit. However, it is unusual for a planet so near to harvest to have visitations from both positive and negative sources. It is more common to see this pattern at the beginning of a major cycle. By the second minor cycle, there is usually the beginnings of a planetary choice for the positive or negative polarity with your planet. Contrarywise, the majority of those choosing at all upon your planet have indeed chosen the positive polarity. There is far more positive energy upon your planet than negative energy. However, there is enough negative polarity energy to create a dual call, both positive and negative. And this has blurred and confused the situation, as instead of having one concerted planetary surge towards the light or towards the darkness, there is this continuing dynamic betwixt the light and the darkness as entities approach graduation. Therefore, your planetary sphere is anomalous in having dual visitation. And the anomaly is serious enough that this entire planet has been, as we have said before, quarantined for this major cycle in order to attempt to regulate the mix of contact, so that those of negative polarity are able to communicate with entities upon planet Earth only at certain randomized intervals. May we answer you further, my brother?
I have one last question on a different subject, but before I say it, I feel that I want to say, at least from my limited viewpoint, I think that the work that Confederation is doing with its diligence and attention to free will is deeply inspiring, at least to me, and since I'm part of everybody else, it must be so for other people as well. The question is actually about the nature of the call. You have mentioned that you hear the call, and I'm curious about what does this call feel like, or what is the call to your entity?
We are those of Kuol and are aware of your query, my brother. We would thank you for your comments upon our attempts to serve the population of planet Earth. It is, of course, music to our ears to feel that love that you have for us, and we thank you, my brother. Yet it is also worthy to note in this regard that it does not eliminate our questions and concerns as to what that line is between witnessing to our own truth and being persuaders. For we would not persuade. We do not wish to pull or push people or do anything except offer hopefully helpful information. At the same time, it is obvious from the nature of our information that we are biased towards the positive polarity and that we do rejoice when entities awaken. The philosophical aspects of our work have never been entirely clear because, as we said at the beginning, the only way that we can be of utterly positive polarity is to cease attempting in any way to influence the entities whom we love so dearly and who are calling to us. Now, to respond to your query on the nature of the call, when one of your human babies awakens in the night and discovers that it is hungry and wet and alone, it cries. It calls out in the only way it knows how, for help. Blessedly, in almost every case, the parents come and minister to that child, feeding it, drying it, getting a new dry diaper on it, and cuddling it until it naturally goes back to sleep, content, knowing that it is loved and all of its needs are met. Each of you is, spiritually speaking, an infant, and you are crying in the night. You are crying for spiritual food. You are crying to be cleansed of the grime of confusion, sorrow, and suffering. And you are crying because you are alone. And you do not feel loved. As entities move through the third density, they begin to become able to address their own needs. As they awaken and become spiritual toddlers, shall we say, or spiritual preschoolers, they begin to choose to feed themselves heavenly food, to cleanse themselves from spiritually degrading ideas and concepts, and to win through to the knowledge that they are not alone. Because of the intense confusion among your peoples throughout your third density experience, for the most part, entities have not matured beyond the crib. They cry out in the darkness, and our hearts go out to them. There is a great desire upon our parts to reach out the hand, to steady that baby, to feed that baby, to give that sweet infant soul a new start, a clean diaper, a belly full of love, and a good rock in the cradle. We hope that we have become more mature as those who offer help. As we have experimented with ways to answer that call. And we can certainly say that those of planet Earth have begun to become more mature, as it should be. Many are those who have moved from the cradle to preschool, to grade school, to middle school, and finally are ready to graduate third density on time. Mature at last, knowing that the food of love is the food for them. Knowing that they wish to turn from anything that is not truly love and light. Knowing that they are not alone. For as they love, so have they been loved 100-fold, 1,000-fold. Overwhelmingly. The hard part for entities is that first waking up. And it is this effort that we have come in response to. Our love remains unblemished. How far we have fallen short of perfection in our dealings with your planetary population is unknown to us, but we are sure that there are many, many mistakes that we have made, for which we humbly ask your forgiveness. The energy wanes for this entity and this group, and so we thank the instrument and leave it and the group in love and in light. We are known to you as those of Mkul. Adonai. Adonai. As we let the light that we have gathered in this group go back to the one infinite creator, let us place in it our hopes, our dreams, and our prayers for healing. Especially for Neil. The image goes up. Let the reins fall down. I am the circle and you are healing me. I am the circle and you are healing me. United people, we are one. United people, we are one. I am the circle and you are healing me. I am the circle and you are hearing me. United people, we are one. United people, we are one. I am the circle and you are hearing me. I am the circle and you are healing me. United people, we are one. United people, we are one.